Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also here at LifePoint. In the last 2 weeks, we have celebrated a couple of practices at our church that the church is traditionally called ordinances, the Lord's Supper, or communion, and baptism. And it's good for us to think about why we do these kind of things. If you've ever sat down to think about it, it can seem weird, right? We eat a dissolving wafer that tastes a bit like paper that I've affectionately heard called the Baptist chiclet. And we also take a small swig of grape juice that hardly helps in washing it down, right? And then we ask people to get into a tank of water to get fully submerged just to get right back out. Now, if you've grown up in church, this may not seem weird to you at all because you've seen versions of these two practices likely your whole life. But if you're new to this kind of thing, it may seem odd, or if you've just never taken the time to think about it, it may seem odd. So why do we do these things? Well, there are several reasons, but I want to think about just a couple today. First, we do these things because Jesus told us to. Jesus told his disciples to do the Lord's Supper, to practice it in remembrance of him. And the last thing that he told them before he left earth was to make disciples like themselves and baptize them in his name. So there are a couple of ways to think about this, maybe even more, but at least a couple, that Jesus meant these ordinances to be just for his disciples, that it was for the disciples to do and no one else after them. Or maybe it was given to them and for us to do. And we see this reflected in Paul's letter to the Corinthian church as he is writing them about regulations concerning the Lord's Supper. So it was something that the early church practiced, not just in the life of the disciples of Jesus, but the churches that Paul planted and so on and so forth. And here we are 2,000 years later still doing it. So we believe that Jesus meant for his church to do these things for all time. We do them because Jesus told us to. But there's another reason that we do this, and we do these because of the story that they tell. Both baptism and the Lord's Supper tell the story of the gospel, not only about what Jesus did for us, but specifically what Jesus has done for the individuals who participate in them. For instance, when we take the Lord's Supper, or we are baptized, we remember what Jesus has done for us. We remember the gospel, the good news about what God has accomplished for us through Jesus. When a person stands outside the water in baptism, it reflects the crucifixion, how Jesus died on the cross, but it also reflects how the person has died to their old self with Jesus. The language of Scripture says that we have been crucified with Christ. And then when they go into the water, it reflects the burial of Jesus and the subsequent burial of their former self. And lastly, when they come out of the water, it reflects the resurrection of Jesus and the new life they now have in him. So the practice of baptism tells the story. It tells the story of the gospel about the crucifixion, resurrection, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And then it tells the person's story who's being baptized about their own crucifixion with Christ, who they were before they met him, and then the laying to rest of that old self, and then the raising to new life that they've experienced in Christ. As 2 Corinthians says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Similarly, though, when we take the bread and juice, we remember the body of Jesus broken for us and the blood of Jesus spilled for us. We also remember what his death accomplished for us on our behalf. This is a celebration of life change in the lives of people that Jesus is continuing to rescue, even this many centuries later. But more than anything, or in addition to this, the story that it tells about the gospel and the story it tells about life change in our lives, it is huge, but it's also an invitation, right? Like when we take the Lord's Supper and we practice baptism, it's actually an invitation for others out there who aren't in the family yet to join in on it. I love how one pastor puts it about the Lord's Supper. He says, if you are here today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't take the elements, take Christ. Thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. We hope that you'll come back later this week and tomorrow for more episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for giving us the gift of these ordinances. Thank you for these physical reminders of what you have done for us. Thank you that that through them we can celebrate you, that we can remember you, and through them that we can see life change that you bring about. And God, thank you that through them we can invite others into your family. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and thank the Lord for what Jesus has done and how much it has changed your life.